This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bashmania podcast. This is episode 224, and today we've got a couple of episodes coming out. First up is going to be a shorter episode with Roman Bravo Young. My guy became an Olympian this weekend. I want to have him on, talk about the journey, the process, why Mexico, what it means to him, all sorts of good stuff. So tune into this episode, and then Willie and I are going to do a Big Ten Championships preview show once pre-seeds drop, so you can look for that as well. And these shows are brought to you by our friends at Attack, ATAC Attack, where video game stats meets real life training. Do you know your attack rating? Put in the work and get closer to your goals. Attack is like having a personal trainer in your pocket. It's one of the coolest apps out there for strength and fitness and sports. You can put in your stats, you can do workouts, you can get all these different video game like stats for strength, endurance, speed, mentality, agility, flexibility. It's a super cool app. You can see where you stack up against some of the best wrestlers, football players in the country. So download Attack. It's in the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and follow them on social. It's ATAC Attack. Thank you to Attack for sponsoring this podcast.
It's Bashmania!
Let me tell you something, brother. He gave us everything he had in him tonight. What you gonna do when Bashmania runs wild? Oh, it's gonna be a good one.
And business just picked up here on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We are back with Olympian Roman Bravo Young. How are you, man?
Good, you know, just got back to State College, just hanging out and relaxing now.
It's got to be kind of surreal to have a lifelong goal of being an Olympian, being an Olympic champ. And now I was laughing this morning. I was going to text you like, it's time to update your Instagram bio to Olympian. And I went to your Instagram bio and you already changed it. Like, you don't miss that.
Yeah, I think it's still pretty crazy. I guess it still really hasn't sunk in because I don't really know what Olympian is supposed to feel like or what it's like. And we get there, but most importantly, I'm just proud of all the work I put in, and everyone knows me for my work ethic and like, and they know how hard I work. So I think I'm very proud, and I'm glad I can bring my family along to the Olympics. You know, we watched these as a kid, and it's like the top of the sport.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the pinnacle for an, you know, wrestling is an Olympic sport. The world championships don't hold a candlestick to the Olympics. It's the absolute pinnacle, and that's what people see. And it was interesting because once you won this weekend, there was a lot of talk. Like, initially, even I said it, you know, you qualified Mexico for 57 kilos. But then I realized it right away. I'm like, no, a lot of other countries, Canada, Puerto Rico, Mexico, the whole team process is before. So you knew going into this weekend, if you won, you're an Olympian. It wasn't just about the weight.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you qualify the weight, you're going. It's just different, especially how they do it out in Mexico, you know. We had a plan going in, and I went to the tournament. I made the weight. I showed up. I won 57 kg back in December to make the weight. There was another tournament that Austin went to that I didn't go to because I wanted to go to France. Kind of just tell the guys, like, what Coach Cody and my coaches think is best for me to get me best ready to qualify the weight. And the president's a really cool dude. He's kind of like, if you qualify, we're all in, whatever you need, like, qualify. So I was like, this is the point. And, you know, they asked me if I wanted to do both Pan Am championships. Once again, went back to the drawing board, talked to Cody, Coach Calavita, see if it was do what's best for me. They're like, just bank on yourself and get the way qualified. So that's what we did. But yeah, it's a different process, and I qualified it. And, I'm going to go. Austin qualified, he's gonna go. So it's pretty exciting times, and I'm glad that we can continue to put Mexico wrestling on the map.
Yeah, for sure. It's something that, you know, we were gonna do a show about it a while ago that you decided to transfer, compete for Mexico, and life got busy for both of us. But what did go into that decision of transferring to Mexico, wanting to wrestle for Mexico and get that process started?
I mean, there's a lot of factors. I think what a lot of people don't understand is this has always been in the works, and it's kind of always been a thing we could have done. But when I got to Penn State, I didn't really, most people know I didn't, you guys never saw me any opens and any really any free or anything in the summers. That was never the plan. Coach Cody and Coach Carroll had a plan for me that was just focused out 5 years, try to get an NCAA title, put my heart and soul into that. And then after college, we're like, all right, we're going to switch to Mexico. It's a perfect year to do it for the Olympic year. I was good having wrestled for 2019, so that's one reason why I sat out everything. So it's always, and you know, my grandparents are born from Sonora, Mexico, and yeah, I think what's going forward, like what's best for me and what I want in my life, I think this is the best route. And I know I see a lot of people hating and a lot of people are upset, but like the way I see it is just you got to do what's best for you, you know. I'm just trying to change my life, and we're all just trying to live this life and got to do what's best for us. And I'm just capitalizing on my opportunities. And what's crazy is like, people don't understand, like, I feel like I'm just getting started. I haven't even been to a world championship yet, and I'm already like going to the Olympics. This is barely like my fourth event. So I'm excited for the future. And I think, with this route, I can really wrestle till like 2032 if I plan on it.
That's amazing. That's one thing I was going to talk to you about is I know we've talked before how, you know, you had thought for a while of maybe wrestling through college and then kind of going into MMA. And then it kind of slowly shifted and you're like, you know what, maybe I will wrestle a bit longer than I had thought initially. Was that something that happened more recently, wanting to, you know, really wrestle longer and kind of delay an MMA route?
Yeah, I probably love watching MMA more than wrestling. You know, I'm tapped in every weekend, and a part of me wants to fight, but then I know that I have the skills in wrestling to be one of the best deep down. I truly do. So, yeah, I think now that I qualified and I have these opportunities with Mexico, that I'll probably end up wrestling for a while. And my next goal, you know, I've said I've tried to win like every stage. I wanted an NCAA title. I wanted state. I wanted Fargo. I wanted a world team. Now I'm in the Olympic team. The biggest thing is I just want to get a world medal for Mexico. I don't know if that's been done. I don't know if you can tell me if that's been done, but I think I'm just trying to bring a medal back to Mexico, and I feel like I'll accomplish everything I want in wrestling. So that's all I'm after. And once I get that, I think I'll be pretty satisfied with my career and what I've done.
Yeah. One thing too that's crazy is I saw some guy comment yesterday in one of the photos, like, they're like, man, RBY looks miserable. And I had commented back and I'm like, well, you're looking at a guy who's a career 133 pounder for the last 5 years, cutting down to 57 kilos, which is 125 pounds. I'm like, it ain't that he's miserable, man. You got to understand what this weight cut is. What has that weight cut been like for you to go down a weight? You know, all college, all 5 years was 133. Now you're 125. What has that transition been like?
Yeah, that's a funny one. It's definitely a challenge, but it's a good challenge. It makes me tougher. Yeah, I was like, I haven't been down that light since probably 2016, 17. So it's crazy, and I'm surprised at myself that I was able to get down as many times as I've done so far, and I feel good. Don't forget, I only have 2 hours to recover, so it's pretty quick. You know, it takes a lot of work, and but it's just knowing what your goal is at the end of the day. I know, like, when I know I got to work out, I don't feel like, yeah, I'm trying to be an Olympian. I can qualify the weight. We're almost there. So, you know, shout out to his training lab, Coach Calavita. We do a lot of low base, and I was getting my meals prepped for me. Everything is just done. And I think this is, as far as that route, this is the most disciplined I've ever been in my life. It was kind of like in the face, you know, after college. And then why was it so hard for me to not to do this? You know what I mean? Really, it kind of takes till you get after college that it's like, all right, I'm got to be professional now. I got to do everything right. I'm tracking my heart rate. I'm eating certain amount. I'm getting my food prep. I'm traveling with meals to every tournament in Mexico. We're getting it down. So it's a lot of discipline. It's a lot of work, but I honestly think, though, going forward, I think I might just stay down at 57. I kind of like kind of like, I feel good, and I think I'm a good size 57. But yeah, we'll play that by ear, but I think it's a good weight for me.
It's funny because back in college, like everybody wanted to see a potential Spencer Lee Roman super match with him being 25, you being at 33. And I had said, I'm going with RBY all day. And it's funny that there's a potential that we could now see it at the Olympics, which is crazy. And it's funny because, you know, everybody had thought if we saw it, it was going to be Spencer Lee coming up a weight. And now if we do see it, you're going down to Spencer's weight, which I think is pretty cool. I think, you know, the more American wrestlers, and I've seen all the comments, and Willie and I are going to do a show about it later, but it's like the more Americans we have competing in the Olympics and we see matches like you, Spencer, that would be amazing on an Olympic stage. Another too, it's like people don't realize, I think, that there's so much competition in the States that it could mean so many different things for you. You got a teammate, Thomas Gilman, also trying to make an Olympic team. What's that balance like where you have teammates that you've been training with? And it's like, you know, wrestling has always been an individual sport. It's all about winning a national title, a world title, Olympic title, but you are still teammates. What's that balance like in the room for you?
I go with Gilman whenever I ask him or he asks me, but you know, it's not that personal. I think people get caught up in all of it. It's wrestling at the end of the day, it's business. So if we gotta wrestle, we gotta wrestle. But we're not like, I'm Team Mexico now, he's Team USA. We wouldn't wrestle until a lot's on the line or at the World Champs or somewhere, Pan Am. So we're worried about that when we get there. But until then, it's not happening anytime soon. So we train all the time. That's one dude I have the most love and respect for in the world. People understand when I was my sophomore, junior year, what Gilman has done for me, and like seeing he's always been there, and he's just a good dude, and he's really helped me be a better wrestler. So I always have a soft spot for him, and he knows that, even though we've had our little fun battles in practice. You know, it's all,
yeah, you know, he's, like, he was one of the first ones to share when you won, I think it was when you won Mexican Nationals. He was one of the first ones to share it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's cool to see that camaraderie, and it's funny because you do see American fans and some of the hate, but I also think there is a lot of love amongst athletes, coaches, fans, where it's like, listen, if you're a fan of this dude, you should be a fan of him trying to achieve his dreams, whatever that looks like. We all have different dreams. We all have different goals. So it's cool to support that. One other thing that I think that's super cool that you've been working on is you got this clothing line, Wrestle, WRSLE. And, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time, so I know a lot about it, but it might be newer to some of the people listening. One thing that I think is cool about it is that you didn't just take a route of signing with an apparel company and launching a couple shirts. You went through the process of developing a clothing line, a trendy clothing line, oversized shirts, good material, high quality, great designs. And you don't spam promote it. You know, you don't see too much of it on your feed. You kind of keep it a little bit separate, where if people want to follow that, go follow that. But you're not shoving it down their throat, which I can appreciate. What's that process been like for you of launching that clothing line and kind of growing a business while also attacking your goals on the mat?
Yeah, you know, it's actually going pretty good. I got some people who help me, you know, I got some guys who build some brands and they work with me. And the biggest thing in that kind of stuff is just patience. You know, you see a lot of people who create a brand and then they just put everything out there and they're trying to sell everything right away. They're pushing it. But it's kind of like patient. I have a couple of shirts, you know, we've done really well, actually. I'm surprised at some of the drops we've done. We sold out a couple of times and, you know, a lot of kids look up to me. So I'm really big into fashion, and that's my passion on the side. So I really just try to put something out there that people like, and it's not too much of it in the wrestling world. So, but it's going really good. And I think the biggest thing bad with brands though, is just patient. You know, everyone nowadays, we want everything right away, but it's just not going to happen. Learning to play the long game and keep teasing things, not teasing things. And I got a good social media team now. I got a lot of people who help me out. I've kind of grown a lot over the years. You know, in college, I kind of always focused on social media and stuff like now. I personally, now that I'm just getting older and maturing, I don't even care about that stuff. I got people who I pay to do it for me, post like my energy drink sponsors and stuff. Shout out to Rise Fuel. But I'm at the point where my life now is just like, you know, just hearing Coach Gill talk every day. I'm just showing up, trying to be the best wrestler I can. I'm not attaching the wins, the losses. I'm just doing what's best for me, what makes me happy. Just trying to take care of myself and my family. And that's all I'm worried about now. I'm not worried about anything else. So it's funny, like when I go on social media, all these fans are like so caught up in it. I'm like, I promise you, it's not.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Right. Yeah. And that's a great lesson for wrestlers that are listening to this. You know, I know there's a lot of both senior level and college and high school wrestlers that listen to this podcast. And, you know, right after NIL came out, we started working together. And you've always been one who, you know, there's been things I've done for you through the business, but there's also things that you're like, hey, can I pay your team to do this, to do that? Like, you've always tried to pay to get help. And I think you've seen the success on the brand side of things, where as you're trying to grow, you can't do it all yourself. You're better off paying to have people help you, getting more results and keeping your mental clarity, because so many people try to do something and they get overwhelmed. You know, they want to send out shirts or do whatever, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you got 40 shirts, you got 40 shipping labels, you got to send 40 orders out. If you don't have people helping you with that, that stuff is a time consumption like no other.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta get people, and obviously you gotta get people you trust. Yeah, I got people who run my YouTube for me. I don't do anything. Obviously Kyle, my social media guy, comes to me, captures everything. He knows what I like, and I'm just focused. I'm just locked in. I'm not worried about anything. Didn't really have social media this week. I just focused on the task at hand. Yeah, we'll have a cool YouTube video coming up about from this whole trip. So just things like that. But I think it's very good to promote yourself, but you got to find that right balance. I think a big lesson for me, I was too caught up in college. So I just got tired of that stuff. As you get older and you realize what we're in and stuff like that, and you realize that, I mean, I've won an NCAA title. I've lost at the biggest moment. Now I'm an Olympian. Like, all this stuff is just worldly things. And now I'm going to practice on Monday, today, and a couple of things don't really change. So it's kind of just, like Kayla said, just on being a better person and your values and what makes you happy.
Yeah, no, 100%. And wrestling is a funny way of humbling you and your perspective, where it's like you had this huge moment, you become an Olympian, and the next day you're at a youth tournament helping out the NOWC. I think it's pretty cool. And for those interested, a new shirt Roman did just drop is a Mexico Olympian shirt. It's out now. I'll link it up in this description. I also put it on my story, so go get one of those for sure. Hey, one final thing. I'm going to let you go here. Audrey Jimenez, Sunnyside, continuing to be put on the map here. She wins her fourth title, her first in the boys division after winning three in the girls. You become an Olympian. How cool is it for you to see more success already coming out of Sunnyside?
Yeah, you know, it's awesome because my grandfather coached her and got her going, working hard. And I remember her when she was just, we were running up A Mountain. I have some pictures I was looking at actually the other day, and we were running up A Mountain, and she's just this little tiny girl who had doing whatever my grandpa says, and it's cool to see her be a star now. And I'm excited for her future. She's gonna do well wherever she goes, just because she works so hard. She has that that Southside Tucson mentality where you just gotta work, because nothing is given. So
yeah, and I think I saw over the, maybe it was last week, I think she committed to Lehigh, which is kind of crazy. That's big news. To see these younger high school stars coming out and commit to big colleges and what that's going to do for women's wrestling. So that's super cool. All right, Roman, I'm going to let you go. You got a busy day. Any final words before I let you go here?
Just go Penn State. I'm excited to watch them get the job done in a couple of weeks. I'll be busy, so if any,
are you, up, are you going to do a watch party?
No, I'm just going to be there in person. And so I'm excited because I haven't been to an NCAA tournament in the stands. So, but yeah, I'm excited to watch Penn State get the job done.
Yeah. You think they set the point record this year?
I'm not too sure.
It takes a lot, but man, it's
everything has to go good, but I think it can happen.
Yeah, I love it. It should be a big weekend. Willie and I are going to be doing a show today or tomorrow on the Big Ten pre-seeds, so you guys can watch that. Go follow Roman. Make sure to subscribe to his YouTube channel. I'll link everything up below. But all right, Roman.
Shout out to Willie. I messaged him after. He was one person who always believed in me since day one. First one to message me to come to a flow card, and no one knew who I was. So I always give Willie his respect.
Yeah, Willie, he's a cocky son of a gun, but he's earned it. He's earned it, man. He's got the heart and the brain for sure.
Give him a lot of respect. Appreciate you having me.
Of course, man. All right, we'll chat soon. See ya.
Yes, sir.
And the beat goes on.